Next patient is Willette Norma. That's Willett. 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 T as in Thomas. Willett. Norma. 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 Date of birth is 4/2/1948. Date of visit is 4/25/24. Date of visit. Please make a copy for Dr. Robert Harpold. H-A-R-P-O-L-D. Harpold. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 76-year-old lady who has a past history of COPD, had experienced shortness of breath with activity, and has been having hoarseness and sore throat. Period. The patient does use a Breztri inhaler. Breztri, B-R-E-Z-T-R-I, Breztri inhaler, on a regular basis. She does have cough and sputum production, and she denied fever, so chills, night sweats, and she does have shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph. The patient's past history. Oh, can you please also mention the patient did have a CT of the chest on 3/26/24, which showed mild emphysema and pre-inbred infiltrates with nodularity in the peripheral right upper lobe. And this may suggest chronic inflammatory process. There was also a new 5 millimeter pulmonary nodule in the right middle lobe. A follow-up CT was suggested. There was an enlarged heart with dense coronary artery calcifications, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a history for a bilateral knee replacement surgery, history for hyperlipidemia, and history for hypertension. She has had COPD and chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph. Let's see. Next paragraph, med list included aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Breztri Aerosphere 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Well, Valsartan 320 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, and zolpidem 5 milligrams HS, Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly, and nitrofurantoin 100 milligrams a day. Next, paragraph, habits the patient smoked, one pack per day for 30 years and quit. Drinks no alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of cancer of the breast and metastatic disease. Father died of unknown causes. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next, system of view. The patient has wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. She has hoarseness and sore throat. She has shortness of breath. I'm sorry, she has fatigue and no weight loss. And she has abdominal pains and heartburn. No diarrhea, constipation. She has occasional chest pains and leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression, and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headache, seizures, but has memory loss and no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138 by 80. Pulse is 94, respirations 20, temps 975. Weight is 146, saturation 98. HE India, non-phthalic, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next, supplemental venous distension, trach, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diffuse visus bilaterally. Heart, the heart is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. And the extremities will, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes are 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one is COPD with chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number two is right lung nodules, probable old granulomatous disease, rule out active atypical mycobacterial infection. Number three, history of hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the inhalers as before, and was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will be scheduled for bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung infiltrates and get cultures for AFP and cytology as well. Copy of a previous chest CT will be requested, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for copy for Robert Harpold. Robert Harpold, H-A-R-P-O-L-D. Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Robert Harpold. Let's talk to D'Souza. Thank you. Robert Harpold, M.D. Thank you, Dr. Silver.